the Wawa Web's a lot of different things. It's of course a big information resource. It's a place where a lot of social, political, cultural life takes place. So it's has a lot of information there and a lot of qualities, things that we can use, a place where we can go for information, but also for our social networks. But it also has some challenges because of things that people share online. So the web is definitely something that's part of our daily lives, but also something that we maybe have to think about how we use. I think that it's not the end of capitalism because there's a lot of capital being moved around online and a lot of companies using it to make huge amounts of money. But of course there are also new economies that has arisen with the net, and there's also the whole question about the cryptocurrencies and how that's gonna evolve and new possibilities for creating systems that are not bound to the systems that we know from the world outside the web. So it's a difficult question. I don't know what it will bring. Post-truth. Well, I understand it as the situation that we're in, where you don't have the big answers anymore, or the established truth are being questioned from different sides. And because people can access information that are from sources that are not established in the way that we normally know, they can get new shades of truth or new versions of truth. And it's very important, of course, that people still apply source criticism and things that we know from outside the web as well to the things that we meet. I think the democratic potentials of the web and internet has been debated a lot, of course, and I think that it's because it's created new places for people to meet and discuss, it has democratic potential and it has new ways of people who hasn't been as involved in the debate before to enter the debate. But at the same time, there's all the talks about echo chambers and filter bubbles and the question about whether people are actually talking to each other in a broader sense, if it's a place where the public actually meets to have a debate about society and the directions we want to go, or whether it's just people talking to people who will share their beliefs and who will just agree with them. So I think the democratic potentials will depend on whether people will also try to engage people who have different beliefs and engage and actually take the time to present the arguments and try to enter into a discussion. And it, I think it will also depend on whether the forums where people can meet will still be free in a way, so it won't just be the other dynamics on the internet that will drive what you can talk about, or the powerful players deciding like what can you talk about in this forum, or how can you, because of all the things with the logics of how you can make money also plays a role in what forums are created online. I think that's also will be important with relations to where people can meet and talk about society.